Representatives of over 20 foreign embassies in Lebanon received a detailed account of Israeli espionage activity in the country. Lebanese ministers and lawmakers briefed the foreign representatives during a closed meeting at the Lebanese parliament. One of the revelations made was that even foreign embassies, in addition to the UN peacekeeping forces in Lebanon, are also victims of Israeli espionage.
The purpose of this meeting was to inform these countries about the nature of Israeli espionage, because they have peacekeepers in the UNIFIL forces and are members of the Security Council. Hence, they have a role in countering Israeli espionage. Not to mention that this espionage targets the embassies and UNIFIL forces as well.
This revelation comes just after a double bombing targeted the Iranian embassy earlier this month. Bombers were believed to be members of the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Abdullah Azzam Brigades, which claimed responsibility. But experts point to intelligence information involved in such an operation as evidence of possible Israeli involvement.
It has penetrated a lot of these Takfiri groups. And if you put it together, the Takfiri groups could have been informed by the Israeli intelligence about the movement of the ambassadors, and about the movement in the embassy and the possibility of blowing up.
Last month, Lebanon discovered that Israel had installed highly advanced espionage equipment along the southern Lebanese border area. Officials say this equipment has given Israel the ability to monitor communications all throughout Lebanon. At the time where Lebanon is falling victim to bombing attacks, many Lebanese consider it all the more necessary to deal decisively with Israeli espionage, as Israel has a long history of orchestrating such attacks inside Lebanon. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.